ṣẹ́gun fún mi.
Ó ṣẹ́gun fún mi.
Ó ti ṣẹ́gun fún mi.
Ó ṣẹ́gun fún mi.
Ó ti ṣẹ́gun fún mi.
Ó ṣẹ́gun fún mi.
Ó ti ṣẹ́gun fún mi.
Ó ṣẹ́gun fún mi.
Ó ti ṣẹ́gun fún mi.
Ó ṣẹ́gun fún mi.
Ó ti ṣẹ́gun fún mi.
Ó ti ṣẹ́gun.
If you have the victory, shout hallelujah. Jump up and shout a big hallelujah. Jump, jump, jump. Step on the head of your enemies. Step on the head of your enemies. Listen. Anastasia began to dance and to praise God. The enemies set ambushment against themselves and they began to shoot themselves. Listen to me tonight. Every witch, every wizard, every babalawo against you, they will begin to shoot themselves. Anyone waging war against you, they will begin to shoot themselves. Your enemies begin to shoot themselves. Your enemies begin to shoot themselves. There will be massive assassinations in the house of your enemy. There will be massive destructions in the homes of your enemies. Tonight, we are going to praise God. And briefly, we are going to go into the word quickly. And we trust God tonight that nobody will live here the same in the name of Jesus. Tonight, the barrel is many. One barrel is for praise. One barrel is for the word. One barrel is for prophecy. One barrel is for communion. So the barrel is more than double. Hallelujah. Tonight is your night. Now listen to this. Amen. The final night is everybody's night. The first day was for some people. Second, third, sixth, seventh. But the final night, anybody that can catch it, God is going to release it. Everything your faith can catch tonight, receive it in the name of Jesus. Everything your faith can catch, receive it in the name of Jesus. Tonight is your night. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We welcome you into our midst tonight. Have your way. Have your way. Bless everyone tonight. And let the name of Jesus be exalted. In Jesus' name we are praying. Give Jesus a big clap offering, everybody. As you take your seats. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I welcome you to this final night. The final night is everybody's night. As many that can catch it, that has enough faith to take it, God is ready to bless them. And I'm trusting God that in tonight's service, nobody is going to leave here empty-handed. If you are one of us, come on, say a big amen. Say a big amen. Briefly, I'll be speaking on a message titled Keys to Retaining Your Overflowing Grace. Keys to Retaining Your Overflowing Grace. Now, listen to this. Retention is more important than acquisition. Retention of what God has given to you is more important than the acquisition at all. What is the use of receiving without retaining? What is the use of admission without graduation? What is the use of admission without graduation? What is the use of engagement without marriage? What is the use of visa without traveling? Retention is important. Not only acquisition. In the last 12 days, God has blessed you with a lot of grace. He has showered you with grace. You have cried to Him, Jesus, 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 have mercy on me. Jesus, bless me. Jesus, open doors for me. Oh Lord, help me. Make a way for me. But how do you retain this grace? Quickly, I'll be taking you through that very quickly. And I trust God that tonight, somebody's story will never be the same again in the name of Jesus. If you are that person, let me hear your biggest and loudest amen. If you are that person, let me hear your biggest and loudest amen. Amen. Something that you will never forget will come for you tonight. Something you will never forget will come for you tonight. If you are the person I'm talking about, come on, say a big amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. The first key to retention of your overflowing grace is called prophetic and pastoral covering. Everyone that will retain his overflowing grace must be under a prophetic and pastoral. In Hosea chapter 12 verse 13, Hosea chapter 12 verse 13 explains to us very vividly. Hosea chapter 12 verse 13, he says, and by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet Israel was preserved. Please, can I have KJV, please? Thank you, Jesus. Anytime we are teaching here, please always use the KJV, except we ask for other versions. Thank you, Jesus. And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet, he was preserved. Every man or woman that will continue to enjoy overflowing grace must have a pastor. You are not allowed to retain your grace or the grace of God on your life if you are a vagabond. Now listen to this. A pastor must also have a pastor. There is nobody in existence that can continue to enjoy the flow of God's grace without you having a pastor. Your prophet, your pastor represents the covering that God has given to you. Somebody called me this afternoon to share a testimony with me, a member of this church. I don't know if she's here now. She said, last night I said, thank you, Jesus. I said, as some of you get home tonight, you are going to have a dream. And in that dream, you are going to be surprised at what's going to happen there. How many of us remember when I said that last night? She said, as she got home, she had a serious dream. Somebody dug a very big pit. I wanted to push her there forcefully. I said, you must enter this pit. And she was crying. Why do you want to push me inside this pit? What did I do to you to be pushed inside this kind of pit? And all of a sudden, she said she just summoned up courage. And she pushed the same person inside the pit. And immediately the person entered the pit. A big fire came out of that pit and roasted the person. And she said immediately, she felt that God had used me to come forth to bless her and to pray for her. This was last night. Destinies get wasted when there is no covering. When you are a vagabond, when you are just a person that just moved from place, you just go anywhere. Anywhere where it is bubbling. Anywhere where things are happening. In Proverbs 27 verse 12, the Bible says, a prudent man foreseeth evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and they are punished. A prudent man foreseeth evil. Say, this is a wicked world. Let me hide myself under this umbrella. As long as a man is under an umbrella, rain is not a challenge. But once he leaves the umbrella, the rain will beat him, sun will beat him. In fact, bed will poop on his head. Because he doesn't have a covering. Now listen to me. That's the reason why some pastors never do well. They don't have a pastor. A pastor that doesn't have a pastor will be a vagabond pastor. Every man or woman that will do well must have a covering. In Proverbs 27 verse 8, the Bible says, as a bird wandered from his nest, so a man from his place. As a bird wandered from his nest, so a man that wandered from his place. As a bird just moves away from her nest, so is a man who wandered from his church, just moves from one place to another. They are doing something here today. You are there. They are doing something there today. You are there. Stay. Just find out where God has planted you and stay there until you become what God wants you to be. This year, 2016, what God wants you to be, you will be. I say, what God wants you to be, you will be. Number two key to retaining
Receiving overflowing grace is called engaging in high level spirituality. In Romans chapter 8 verse 6, Romans chapter 8 verse 6, it says to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Romans chapter 8 verse 6. To be carnally minded, if you are spiritual, there's no way you will enjoy the best of God. Spirituality means living your life in a way that pleases God, in a, trying to conduct yourself in a manner that shows that you want to be closer to God, in a manner that is full of discipline in the spiritual. You are disciplined in the way that you want to get close to God all the time. You are spiritually minded. You think of the things of God all the time. You think of pleasing God all the time. You are spiritually minded. You are a man or woman that has a distaste for what does not make God happy. So because of that, God keeps you permanently enjoying grace. There is somebody here today, you will never lack grace forever. I say you will never lack grace forever. The reason why the going is good is because there's grace. If there is no grace, the going cannot be good. And the only way to make the going good is for you to be spiritual. Don't be carnal. Don't be carnal. Let your mind be renewed. Let your mind be transformed. The things you have removed your hands from now, don't put your hands back into it. Some of you here, maybe the way you live your life before was very carnal. Nobody can even see you and say you are a Christian. But after this encounter, everybody around you will see you shining in the name of Jesus. Number three, key to retaining overflowing grace is fleeing from every form of evil. There are some things that are evil. There are some time I taught on the things that God hates. How many of us were in that teaching in the workers' meeting? So there are some things that are termed as evil. God dislikes them. Even as you proceed to retaining your grace, you flee from them. You flee from pride. You flee from being somebody that likes to make fun of people and rubbish them. Anything evil is not found in your hands. You hate iniquity. You have a distaste for anything that will not make God happy. If you are going to retain overflowing grace, flee from iniquity. Flee from iniquity. Flee from anything that does not glorify God. My prayer for you tonight, that grace will come upon you heavily in the name of Jesus. Number four, key to retaining overflowing grace is control of passion. Control your passion. Passion is good as long as it's used for the right thing. There's nothing bad in being passionate. As long as the passion is used positively. How many of you believe that when I preach with passion? How many of you believe that when I preach with passion? I preach every sermon like it's the last sermon I will preach. Everything you do, you must do it with passion, but ensure that your passion must have control. For example, if I say I preach with passion and I preach here for 5 hours non-stop on Sunday morning, how many of you will still sit down? Won't you start to say, what's wrong? What's happening here? When I'm preaching, you will see me most of the time, I'll be looking like this. That is control. Okay, it's almost time. Yeah, and I begin to round up on time. You must place your passion under control. I will give you quickly some areas to which you must control your passion. Number one is pleasure. You must control your pleasure. You mustn't be a man or woman giving to pleasure. The Bible says, he that loveth pleasure shall not be rich. If you like too much pleasure, you have a passion for pleasure. You just love swimming. I just love browsing. All I love doing in this world is playing game and watch. Yes, that's my passion. You must put it under control. B is eating. Some people now have said, yeah, from tonight, food is in trouble. I will so much eat that food self, we almost say, what is it? Because of 12 days fast. Do you know that some people have been on this fast since last year?
This fast you are finishing just 12 days. Some people have been in this church since last year. So there's no big deal. In fact, by now, your stomach would have contrasted. So the level of food you can eat is not much. And your body doesn't need excessive food. You have noticed that when you eat too much, you enter toilet a lot. In fact, by the time you wake up in the morning, you feel like stooling. Because you pump so much food into... You ate church puff-puff, you ate the drink, you got home, you took a bar. Around 10 o'clock, you took you took amala. Around 11:30, it's almost 12 o'clock. Then you slice orange. After slicing orange, you say, yes, I still have some biscuits. You say, 10 minutes or 12. Indomie noodles. Indomie will be done before 12. Then you, before the Indomie will get soft, you quickly put all the same something. Then you eat it. By the time you wake up in the morning, you'll be having. You must place your eating habit under control. You must place your eating habit under control. Number C is sleeping. You must control your sleeping. Excessive sleeping cannot help you to retain the grace. Excessive sleeping cannot help you to retain the grace. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little sleep, a little sleep. Let me just sleep small. Let me just. No. You must place your sleeping under control. Some people can sleep on water. They will sleep very well on the water. You place them on water like this. Danger on sea, Red Sea. They will still sleep. When I was in ICAN, I saw a lot of things. I will see people inside all. People are sweating. Some people will switch. They will switch off by sleeping. Is it that they don't know the answer or what? They will just sleep off. But and you begin to wonder what's going on. I mean, they are finished. They didn't finish anything. May God have mercy on us. Number D is purchasing, buying. You must have control over your spending. There are some people, they have problem with buying. Any salesman that market anything, they must buy it. If they market jewelry and the jewelry is absorbed color that maybe people are not wearing here now. Let me see. Okay, let me use the color I'm wearing. This is let me say black. A black jewelry like this microphone, and they have more than 10 black jewelries, they will still buy that one again. They prefer to have jewelries in the cupboard, plenty, and then their stomach is even empty. Jewelry is plenty, stomach is empty. They want everybody to feel that I'm a big person. Guide your purchases, monitor your expenses. Grace does not flow in the direction of somebody who is always a spendthrift. A spendthrift is somebody who wants to buy at every. You can't say no. People will bring a lot of things to you. Life is about selling. People are selling things. Some people are selling cars, some people are selling clothes, some people are selling their body, some people are selling jewelry, some people are selling shoe. So it's not everything people are selling you must buy. Because if you buy everything, you are a waster. You must have a budget. You must run with a budget. You must know what you want to do. Grace for this is coming upon somebody here tonight in the name of Jesus. It's coming upon somebody here tonight in the name of Jesus. Number what now? E is anger. You must control your anger. Don't forget we are under the fourth point, which is control of passion. And number E is control of your anger. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 9, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, the Bible says, anger lies in the bosom of fools. It's a sign, be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. It's a sign of foolishness to be angry anyhow. It's a sign of foolishness. Every little thing, you just pack. Like a stray bullet.
grace does not flow in the direction of the excessively angry. Haven't you heard of men who were angry and used knife to cut their wife? It has happened before. You watch it in film and it has happened before, real life. Haven't you heard of ladies who were dating people and they went to their house and they met another lady there and they stabbed the other girl to death? Something happened some years ago. I was pastoring another church before this ministry started, and one of our beloved daughters in the choir, who had come to me before and told me the person she was in relationship with and all, and they were planning marriage, was planning to bring the guy to me in the lorry to come and see me. And then one day she just phoned me that something happened. This, I said, what happened? She said she left the lorry, University of Ilorin, she was a student of University of Ilorin, and she said she never told the guy she was coming. Something just said she'd go, and she went from Ilorin to the guy's place. The guy works in a bank. The bank is even closed down now. Anyway, I'm sure he's working somewhere else. And as he went, entered the house, met another girl there at that odd time of the night. What is this? I asked her, what did you do? She said, I just went to him and said, thank you very much. See, this is what you have been doing. You want to also destroy my life. I wish you all the best. I'm going back to my school. And she's happily married now. I think she has one or two kids or so now to another person. Wonderful, very happy, living happily. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Don't allow anybody to destroy your life. Don't be angry over what is not. When somebody says he's not going out with you again, it's good riddance to bad rubbish. It's good riddance to bad rubbish. Grace does not flow in the life of the except. They mistakenly hit your body in the church. Hey, what do you mean? I will scatter this place today. What is it? Somebody mistakenly used his leg to touch you. The old church is on fire. Please, can you come and sit in front here? There's this place. In your life, if you ever stretch your hand towards me, I will cut it. Anger lies in the bosom of fools. Anger lies. A husband. I think God wants me to be stepping to husband, because since yesterday I've been talking about husband. A husband who gets home and food is not ready, and then there is fire. This house is on fire today. I will never drop soup money forever. I am going to my girlfriend's house. Please go. Anger. Keep your body in check. There are some people when they want to break their fast and they get home, the people that are supposed to break their, prepare food for them, the food is not ready. Kai, it's as if they did not fast that day, they will be so angry. If not because I fasted today, honestly, I would have said something to you, never forget. Praise the Lord. Let us be careful not to walk in excessive anger. If you want to be angry with the devil. Resist the devil and he will flee. I like angry people, but be angry and sin not. Angry over somebody that want to destroy your destiny, okay? Devil want to plant sickness in your body. Angry. Call me, Esa. I just want to tell you I've started 70 days fast to destroy this devil. Honestly, I'll be very happy. You can even say, sir, please join me. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Number one now. F is talking too much. Is another area you must not do excessively if you want to enjoy grace. The Bible says a person who is a fool, even if he doesn't talk much, we think he's wise. Somebody who is a very real fool, confirmed fool, he has his brain is upside down if he's keeping quiet. If you wear clothes for a madman and he doesn't talk much, you might not know he's a madman. If you cut his hair, you do everything, you make him look okay. You even put wedding ring on his hand. You put his watch. You think that he's okay. But immediately the madness catch him. He will remove everything and they begin to talk. What do you mean? Who are you? Look at this girl. Look at this girl. He's talking to this person now. Say, look at this girl. Look at this girl. Look at him. Look at her hair. Excessive talking reduces your grace. Now listen to this. When you talk too much, you lose power. When you talk too much, when we were very small, my grandfather used to call it atatantoto. Too much talk. You talk too much. He will tell the people around, not me anyway. Praise the Lord. Excessive talking brings about loss of grace. So people have talked, the things their mother did not know, they say it in public. Things they never confided in any spiritual father or spiritual mother in the church, they said it loosely. They said, and the enemy went at night where they were, and they don't have any spiritual power. They won't fast, they won't pray, they won't wake up in the night to pray, and they are so loose. They can't keep anything. God just did something for them now. Instead of them to report it to God and say, God, I thank you. It's Facebook. And they begin to talk it off on Facebook. They begin to talk everything, just lose everything out for the entire world to see. And somebody say, is this what God is doing for this lady? Ah, I imagine. Even my own child that is even better than her, that had straight A's in school, doesn't have this. This girl that doesn't have anything, that her mother is somebody that is selling pepper in the village. Control your talk. Don't talk into the hands of your enemies. Don't talk into the hands of your enemies. Don't talk into the hands of your enemies. Don't reveal. Don't just talk anyhow, loosely. Every enemy that presents as a friend to you, between now and the end of this month, God will reveal them to you. Listen to me. Many people that call themselves friends are enemies. I can tell you that very clearly. Many people you call friends, they are not friends, they are enemies. Envy is worse than witchcraft. Envy. They will laugh with you, but in your back, they will look at you like this. Be careful. Be careful. Talk to your neighbor and say, be careful. Be careful. Number 5, key to retaining overflowing grace. I've talked about 1, be under pastoral and prophetic covering. Number 2, engage in high level spirituality. Number 3, flee iniquity. And number 4, control your passion. And under your control your passion, I said, avoid excessive pleasure, avoid excessive eating, avoid excessive sleeping, avoid excessive purchasing, avoid excessive anger, and avoid excessive talking. Now, number 5 is be more committed and sold out to God's service. In Mark chapter 16 verse 15, he said, go ye all out into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. One of the things you must realize is that you must be more committed so that you will not be omitted. If you are committed to God, one of the things you must be committed to the most is evangelism. Speaking to people about the love of God. You are an ambassador for Jesus. You are his ambassador. You are God's mouthpiece. Spread the good news about his love. Be more. If you want to retain grace, be an evangelist. It can be a local evangelist. It can be under the cover. Just make sure that you are speaking to. There are some Christians who have been born again 15 years. Not one person has come to church through them. Don't let your own be like that. It drains grace. Will you be investing into somebody who is not ready to do what you love most? Souls is what God loves most. Go ye into all the world. Speak to them in your class. Speak to them. Go on the street on your own. Organize things around your room. In your office, organize fellowship. Speak about the love of God. Let them know that God loves them. Draw the heart of men from sin to God. If you want to retain grace, speak often about God's goodness. Speak often about God's goodness. Be an evangelist. Share God's faithfulness. Share God's faithfulness. Talk to people about the love of God. Matthew 28 verse 19. Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Go and teach them. Let them know. You see, you don't have to wait until you become a pastor before you begin to preach the gospel. Not until you become a pastor. Every one of us is a child of God, and we must know. Listen to me. If every time they call evangelism, either at outreach level,
in cells, or giving instructions for people to go out individually, or from the church, and you are not there, you are missing out on grace. Grace flows towards men who reach out for Jesus. Grace flows towards people that reach out for him. Go out, speak to people. Don't just stay there. If you are in a department whereby sometimes you need to be in at work, fine. But sometimes insist. Insist, please. I want to go. I want to go. I want to go. I want to go. I want to go out. I'll be back very soon. Just give me 2 hours. Let me go. This is one area most people don't know that they are missing out. Everybody engaged in soul winning is entitled to grace. Everyone engaged in soul winning is entitled to grace. Everyone engaged in soul winning is entitled to grace. That grace is coming upon somebody here tonight in the name of Jesus. Number 6, key to retaining overflowing grace is maintaining excitement and joy. In Joel chapter 1 verse 12, explains this very well. Joel, the book of Joel chapter 1 verse 12 explains the need for you and I to maintain joy at all times. Now look at this. Can we read it together? 1, 2, go. The vine is dried up, and the fig tree languisheth. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree. Even all the trees of the field are withered, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Many people's harvest never come because there's no joy. If there's no joy, there can be no harvest. Joy is the sickle that you need to introduce for your harvest to come. If you want God to supply overflowing grace, you have to supply excitement. If you want God to supply you with overflowing grace, you supply the excitement. You see, if you are depressed, you will be suppressed. If you are depressed, I don't know why, I'm just sad. There's no way the person can. You can't feel low and go high. It's not possible. You can't feel low. I just feel low today. It's a trap of the devil. It's the devil trying to suppress your spirit so that you cannot receive from God. You can't feel depressed and at the same time be liberated. Once you are depressed, you will be suppressed, you will be oppressed. For somebody here today, you will never know oppression in life. I say you never know oppression in life. So maintain your joy. Maintain your joy. Maintain your joy. Overflowing grace is available to the excited, to the pastors who are always sad. There's no way they can enjoy grace. The message I'm preaching to you now, I got it last night. As I got home back home last night, I ate and I went into my prayer room. Leru brada shikata manabaya prodoko suzu kerea laga jabaraba etu zabaraba imbrodo zegere bobo jebrada galabaya rana masuntoske brada kashinta zikre doko tumbre negere bo shantala. Point one, take it and I write it down. Mento predoshkine amamaya mbrodoko sumbrada galabaya embrada galabos embrada galabaya masuntoske. You can't be depressed and get access to heaven. There was no consultation on the internet to get this message. It's direct. It's not sourced from this place. If you are always excited, let be happy. You have access to revelations. And once you have, you know what I told you yesterday? From revelations to revolution. From revolution, you move to what? Turn around. Your life will turn. Don't allow anything to break your joy. If you know anybody that is a joy killer around you, separate yourself from them. If somebody is around you and every time they are around you, you are always sad. You feel like crying. Seeing the person alone, you feel like crying. That person is somebody sent by the devil to bring sadness to you. Maintain excitement. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus. I belong to my Lord. I am glad. I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong to.
Maintain excitement. Just be happy. Someone say, what's wrong? Why are you always happy? You're always happy because you know if you are not happy, you can't get grace. You can't get harvest. Just like he said by the scriptures. Everything dries up. GP dries up as a result of sadness. There are some students before exam has not yet come. Before exam, they are very moody. You see traces of tears on there. What's the problem? They say, I'm just thinking of this exam. How am I going to do my life? Is it my life going to peme? 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10. Neither ye murmur as others murmured and were destroyed by the destroyers. Don't murmur. Don't murmur. Don't complain. I don't even know. This one. The problem that is happening is not to you alone. If you mistakenly murmur, correct yourself and say, I thank God. I still thank God. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. No matter what you're going through, keep your excitement. Don't allow anybody to make you sad. If you are in a place and you are feeling sad, change your environment.
I had a driver some time ago. I noticed that after some time, because of correcting him, when he does something wrong, you correct him, he will be very, very sad. And because of that, on his way, he will be using my car to bash. And I didn't want to sack him, so I just said, God, I don't want to cope with a sad person like this. And one day he himself used his hand to resign and left the appointment. He couldn't even explain how he left. Because I can't cope with a sad person. I can't cope with a sad countenance. That's why they say kings don't allow people to come to their presence when they're sad. If you are sad and you enter the presence of a king, they say the king will order the person to be killed. In the Olden Testament anyway, not now. In the olden days, if you are a king and somebody is sad, comes into your presence and he doesn't quickly wipe out his face before he comes in, they will say, kill the person. It's the same thing with God. You can't bombard God with sadness. God, what you are doing to me? What is he doing to you? Your future will be bright. Your future will be colorful. For I know the thoughts I think towards you, the thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Put your hands on your chest and say this prophetically. I know my future shall be great, shall be colorful. I will never be sad. I will never lose my joy because I know where I'm going. God is with me, and so I'm not permitted to lose my joy in Jesus' name. You are not permitted to lose your job. Your future is bright. Things might look as if they are not working now. But keep your joy. Keep your joy. And number 7, where I'm going to stop this evening, is be praiseful. Be praiseful means live a life of gratitude. If you want to retain grace, be praiseful. Your breath is given for the sake of praise. Your breath, the breath in your nostrils, is given so that you can praise God. Psalm 67, verse 4 to 7 explains this very quickly about the importance of praise. Let these people begin to praise me. Then their earth will begin to yield an increase. There is somebody here today, your earth will yield its increase. I say your earth will yield its increase. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Verse 5. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Verse 6. Then the earth shall yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. Verse 7.
God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. In this year 2016, the kind of blessing God will give to you, it will become a fearful blessing. It will become a fearful blessing. The kind of blessing men will see and they will not be able to close their mouth. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. So everywhere you find yourself, sing for joy. That is, you are on your legs, you have no car, and you are strolling. Oh, happy day, oh, happy day, oh, happy day, oh, happy day, when Jesus washed, when Jesus washed. It is not blood that washed your leg, not blood of cow, not, they did not amputate your leg. So you are happy, there's a happiness in your spirit. You are going about happy, you are praising God. He said, let the people lift up holy hands everywhere. Let praise emerge from you every day. And don't forget, you are in a praise tabernacle. In this tabernacle, the only thing we know how to do is to praise God. We have no problem. I think you have a problem. We have no problem here. All we know how to do is to thank God. And again tonight, we are going to do that. Again tonight, we are going to do that. Come on, give Jesus a big clap offering, everybody. Give Jesus a big clap offering, everybody. Let it be loud, loud, loud. Is that the best you can do to God? Give him a big clap. Jump on your feet. Jump on your feet and shout a big hallelujah. Lift up those beautiful hands up to God and thank him with your breath, with the sound of your voice. Lero borobo shike rebo bozi brada katusko lo brada katusa e panaki lakuta bradia e zuzake tabarama takileandosa ato sakariado sigiriados. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I worship 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 you. Rebo robo shamara barada gabara lembre de rebo shapra gabara. Zambro do